About that 3 to 4 hour exam, you're typically given several hypos, fact patterns of varying length, perhaps 3 or 4 or 5, and you work on each independently. At the top of each hypo, there's usually a suggested time limit, 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 60, 75, 90 minutes. Sometimes there's no time limit, but the hypos are weighted. One counts a third of the grade, another 20%, etc. So you have to calculate, based on total time allotted, roughly how much time to allot each hypo. It's an obvious point. Surprisingly, many students overlook it. If one hypo has a time limit of 90 minutes and the other 30, guess which one counts 3 times more toward your grade. Recognize, however, that suggested time limits are merely guesses on the part of the professor who created the exam. Probably there's been no control group. The professor estimates that if you know the law and what you're about, then 30 minutes or 60 minutes or whatever is suggested is enough time to address the issues she wants identified and addressed in that hypo. Fact is, it may take 45, not 30 minutes, 90, not 60, to reasonably address the issues prompted by the hypo. For example, I know, because students have tried to work through the torts hypo on page 90, that the suggested 90-minute time limit is way off. It takes students 2 to 2.5 hours to adequately address this exercise. So often you can't finish in the time allotted. Indeed, there's perhaps no such thing as finishing a law school exam. Anyone who finishes ahead of time probably missed issues, and certainly didn't discuss them in sufficient depth. Nor do you have to finish to get a top grade. What you have to do is enough. Enough to impress the professor. More than classmates sitting around you. But try to stay roughly within given time parameters. Apart from hypos, there may be multiple choice, short answer, and even, Mickey Mouse indeed, true-false components to the exam. It may be that you want to warm up, so to speak, with the objective exercises. I found that to be an appealing strategy when I sat, successfully, for the New York bar exam. As long as you clearly label what you're doing, you normally don't have to follow the chronology in which exam exercises are presented. The typical exam will touch upon perhaps 40 to 60% of the sum total of legal information introduced during the semester. There's no exam that touches upon 100% of the law, no law student who's going to know 100% of the law. Let's say you know 95% of the law cold. You miss 5% because you were absent or not paying attention or whatever. That should be enough to get an A. But if there are 4 or 5 hypos touching upon only 40 to 50% of the law, do you see where that 5% gap in knowledge now looms as a 10% gap? That's a little math problem. I'll let you think about it. A 10% gap in knowledge could cripple performance on one or more of the hypos. Sometimes a professor, not wanting to penalize an understandable gap in knowledge, gives a choice of hypotheticals. The instructions say, choose 3 of 5, or 5 of 7 hypos. You can skip the hypos where you're uncertain about the law. This is thought to be progressive, very understanding on the part of the professor. Since it takes time to make up and grade hypos, it also entails more work for the professor. So you're unlikely to encounter a choice of hypotheticals more than once or twice in an entire law school career. Often never, and a choice of hypos will never be offered on a bar exam.